Kelvin Davis is with us. Hey, Kelvin, tenākwe. You're almost on Civvy Street. In fact, you, you might be on Civvy Street. Officially, you end Waitangi Day, ne?
Yep, Waitangi Day. That's my last day as an MP.
Congratulations, Kelvin. You put a lot of yourself into this mahi over the years. You're a very consistent performer, and you've always had a big heart, mate. You took the opportunity. They reckon you left like a rock star. What's that all about, man?
Oh, God. First time someone said something nice to me just as I'm walking out the door.
Well, normally people stand around for hugs and kisses and congratulations. What made you decide to just, Kelvin has left the building?
Yeah, no, not for me, all that blooming hugging and kissing and schmoozing. No, straight up stairs, and we had a bit of a kai, and you know, a few more speeches upstairs. But nah, it's not for me, that sort of standing around and having people fawn over you. And when 10 minutes earlier they'd been blooming yelling and, you know, castigating you and all that sort of stuff. So, no, just out the door, I thought that was the best way, quick and clean. And, you know, I was glad the way the valedictory went, though. You know, there was a number of things that I really wanted to say, in particular about David Seymour. And, well, actually, I shouldn't really say David Seymour, because Chris Luxon is the Prime Minister and he's the one that's allowing it to happen. But this whole nonsense around looking at the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, you know, I just can never be convinced that if you've got one party who, party to a any treaty, regardless of what it is, could just unilaterally make these far-reaching changes to that treaty without going to the other side, the other signatories. And I've just been saying from the outset, he needs to go to Māori, you know, rangatira o ngā hapu, me ngā rangatira or Ngū Tiriti was the words of the treaty. And they need to go and talk to Māori in the first instance before they go off to wider New Zealand and have these conversations. And if Māori say, actually, no, we don't really agree with what you're saying, well, then they haven't put their case properly. You know, they should just drop it. But it's just, you know, this is the arrogance of governments. They're just saying, no, we can make these changes unilaterally just because we are the government and everyone just has to put up with it. I just do not agree with it fundamentally. And this whole nonsense that New Zealand hasn't had an adult conversation about the principles of Te Tiriti, and as I said in my speech, it's just a nonsense, because on the 5th of February, our tūpuna gathered at Tauranga in Waitangi, and we've been debating the Blooming Treaty since then, and we haven't stopped. And just because these Johnny-come-latelys belatedly decide to join the conversation, that they think that they can delegitimize all the conversations that we've had for generations, and it just really annoys me. And you know, so I really wanted to get that out in my valedictory, and I got that opportunity.
Tēnā koe. Look, everything that's in front of us is a learning experience to put a few more tools in the kit. When you look back at your parliamentary life, and let's face it, it's just part of what's been an interesting life already, who are some of the people, or what are some of the tools that you'll take from this parliamentary experience, do you think, that will strengthen your hand?
Look, I went into Parliament with this one particular Māori hero of mine, and I left with two particular Māori heroes, and they're both very similar. In fact, their careers, their military careers, sort of mirrored each other. The first was Sir James Henare, who I just think is the greatest Māori in my lifetime. Able to walk in both worlds. Tiriti was, you know, was just so special to him. It was the foundation of what he did. He was a leader in the military, a lieutenant colonel, all those sorts of things. And I just think he's just the epitome of what it is to be a modern Māori male. And then I became Minister of Children, and I had the privilege of working with Sir Witta Gardner for just 8 months. You know, he had a 59-year career in as a public servant, from his time in the military right through to, in fact, being my acting CE was his last gig. And, you know, another amazing Māori who can walk in both worlds, but just tell it straight. And I, you know, I just loved his style of leadership. And he just didn't mince words. He told me what I needed to know. And I think if more of us can be like those two rangatira, and they are rangatira in the true sense of the word, if more of us can follow their example, Māori Dim will be a better, you know, be better for it. Just absolutely two incredible Māori leaders. And, you know, they, the lessons I learned, in particular from Sue Wida, in the last 8 months while he was with me, it was just incredible.
Well, you're referencing two men who literally and physically fought for our land. We are under tremendous pressure, and as you say, so many moves to try and discredit what we have held close and prided ourselves upon, that we're growing forward, we're creating a better future for our tamariki mokopuna. So if these two influential men fought for our land, do you think the fight is still on and there's inspiration in how they carried themselves that we need to utilise, not necessarily physically fighting for our land, but we've got to stand our ground? What sort of... do you have some confidence that we'll win this battle too?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the status quo, the system, whenever we advance as Māori, whenever we start, like we've, you know, in the last 6 years, we started to make the relationship between the Māori and the Crown really meaningful, and then the system starts pushing back. It starts, the status quo starts to defend itself. And I said, no, we're not going to be put back in the box. They won't tell us what to do. We as Māori will survive, we will win, we will continue the struggle. And in fact, there's new leadership coming through in Māoridom. And up north in particular, we're really seeing some incredible young Māori, wahine, Māori tāne, who are really leading the way. And you know, we've just gone, to quote Sir James Kennedy, we have just gone too far not to go further, and we will prevail. And these silly notions of playing with the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, which I believe is a backdoor way to actually undermine Te Tiriti in its entirety, you know, we will prevail. This is the thing, the system, and I said it in my speech yesterday, in the 19th century, they said that, yeah, Māori, you can vote, but you can have these four seats. And that was just the system looking to protect itself and to diminish the influence of Māori. Then we have all these Māori in Parliament now, and they're saying, look, we need to get rid of the Māori seats. And that's just the system, again, trying to defend itself and reduce the influence that Māori have. And this attack on the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, which is an attack on Te Tiriti itself, is just because they want to reduce the influence, again, of Māori that we are having in Aotearoa. And it's the system, it's the status quo protecting itself and the system protecting itself. Now, David Seymour and them have come out and attacked the judges who are independent. The judges and the tribunal and all those mechanisms have been set up by Parliament. And Māori have used those systems and those mechanisms, and when they find in favour of Māori, you have people like David Seymour then attacking those systems, trying to undermine the confidence in those systems that Parliament has established, because they don't, those systems and mechanisms don't believe in the nonsense that they're spouting off. And, you know, good on us for using the systems that are there, using the Pākehā systems to advance ourselves. And, you know, there's no way that I can agree that Seymour should get away with wanting to change, the criticism of judges, or trying to change the system, change the way the tribunal acts, just because they're not getting the decisions they want. That, again, is the system and the status quo protecting itself against the interests of Māori.
Well, tēnā koe, and thank you for the mahi, the self-sacrifice, and that needs to be extended to your whānau, because often they're the ones who bear the brunt with the absence of their dad, their granddads, when they represent in public life. I know that you're moving into sort of consultancy work, and I hope you'll allow us to stay in touch to see how that pans out for you on Civic Street. But have you absolutely written off any chance of a return to politics? People do retire and then get an inkling to come on back, or is that your whack, Jack?
No, I'm not coming back to politics. No. Like I say, there's more leaders, new leaders, younger leaders, Māori leaders coming through, and it's their time. Now, I'm happy with the new gig I'm going to. I'll be doing some work in Australia, but based at home in Kaitaia, which for me is going to be exciting, and I'm going to redefine home to include 90 Mile Beach. But I'll be able to shoot over to Aussie as is necessary, working with our whānau over there, the iwi moi moia, on some of their issues. But I just want to say, yeah, you're right. Someone said to me, "Hell, Calvin, it was obvious that you didn't acknowledge your whānau in your speech." And I said, yeah, there's a good reason for that. And I told my whānau why they're not going to get acknowledged. And that's because I'll just be a big tangi whittle. And I don't want to have a big blooming sob and a howl in Parliament House. But my whānau know how much they mean to me and how much I know how much they've sacrificed for me to be in Parliament. But nah, there's no way I wanted to have a big tangi in front of everyone. So I told them beforehand, sorry, you're not going to get a mention.
Jeez. That's one way to do it. I'm not going to mention you, and I'm just going to hit the door when I'm done. Thanks for all the money. Thanks for all the money that you've done, Calvin. I know you've had our people's welfare right at the centre of the money. That's been what's motivated you across your political career. All the best with your papa duties, with the fishing on 90 Mile Beach, and with the money that is ahead for you. It's not our last conversation, of course. I look forward to talking with you maybe next week too from Waitangi, but always available as a platform to share positive corridor about the future of our people, and obviously that extends to our whanaunga across the wider Pacific and Australia. So reasons to communicate more going forward. Mauri wa te kākua, Calvin. It's been a pleasure talking with you in your capacity as a parliamentarian, but now a new stage of life, and that's a good thing. All the best going forward, ewa.
Ai, kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Thanks very much. Calvin Davis. We will play some excerpts.